Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning for assembly polls intensifies in Assam. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses a rally at Gogamukh, says welfare of the poor and middle class remains a top priority for the party. Goods and services tax collections surge 8.8% to cross 2 lakh crore rupees in March, register 8.3% growth in financial year 2026. Enforcement Directorate conducts raids on 2 locations in Kolkata in extortion-related money laundering case. Commercial LPG gas cylinder price hiked by 195 rupees and 50 paise across metropolitan cities amid West Asia conflict. Human rights activist raises Balochistan's issues in United Nations, calls on global community to hold Pakistan accountable. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants to take on Delhi Capitals in Lucknow this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the welfare of the poor and middle class remains a top priority for the party. Addressing an election rally at Gogamukh in Assam, the Prime Minister said the BJP has consistently focused on infrastructure, education and healthcare to achieve inclusive development.
Assam ne seva aur sushasan ka naya daur dekha hai. Assam ka ye chunav विकसित असम से विकसित भारत बनाने का चुनाव है. इस बार बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार की हैट्रिक लगनी तय है.
Mr. Modi said that in the last 10 years of NDA rule in Assam, the state has witnessed significant progress. He added that the double-engine government has helped bring lasting peace to the state, with many youths moving away from violence towards a more secure future. The Prime Minister said Assam is globally known for its tea and noted that with the upcoming semiconductor plant in Morigaon, the state will soon gain recognition for semiconductor chips.
एक समय था जब दुनिया में असम की चर्चा चाय के लिए होती थी. असम याने चाय. दुनिया भर में असम की चाय की सुवास थी. अब असम को दुनिया चाय के साथ साथ चिप से भी पहचानेगी. वो दिन दूर नहीं जब असम के सेमीकंडक्टर प्लांट से चिप का उत्पादन शुरू हो जाएगा. ये असम को आधुनिक टेक्नोलॉजी के एक बहुत बड़े हब के रूप में विकसित करेगा.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the 58 murals in the Samvidhan Sadan are more than just works of art. They are the visual representation of India's civilizational journey. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this while releasing the book Tides of Time, authored by Rajya Sabha MP Sudha Murthy in New Delhi. Mr. Radhakrishnan said democracy is often seen as a modern system that came from the West. He added that India's ancient texts clearly testify that the concept of democracy is not new to the country.
The book authored by Sri Sudha Murthy ji captures the timeless beauty and the professional symbolism of the parliamentary murals. The 58 murals in the Samvidhan Sadan are more than just works of art. They are visual narratives of India's civilizational and its journey in that. Democracy is often seen as a modern system that came from the West, but our ancient texts are a testimony of the fact that democracy is not a new concept to Mother Bharat.
The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2026. It amends the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Act 2014. It accords statutory status to Amaravati as the sole capital of Andhra Pradesh. Rajya Sabha has taken up the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai had introduced the bill last week, which aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. The bill has provisions that 50% of the total posts in the rank of Inspector General and a minimum of 67% of the posts in the rank of Additional Director General and all posts in the rank of Special Director General and Director General shall be filled by the Indian Police Service IPS officers on deputation. Both Houses of Parliament have given their nod to the statutory resolution to impose a special additional excise duty of 50 rupees per litre on aviation turbine fuel ATF. Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, moved the resolution under Section 3B of the Central Excise Act 1944 to amend the 8th schedule of the Finance Act 2002. The move is in response to the rising global crude oil prices and increased operational costs in the aviation sector. This measure has been designed to balance rising global fuel costs against the need to avoid a massive spike in domestic airfares. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has rejected the opposition's charge that the government is avoiding a discussion on rising fuel and essential commodity prices due to West Asia crisis, asserting that the issue had already been debated extensively in both houses of parliament. Responding to the leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge's demand of a short discussion on LPG crisis in the upper house, Mr. Kiran Rijiju said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had spoken comprehensively in both houses during the finance bill discussion, and the finance minister had given a detailed reply on concerns related to LPG, petrol and diesel prices. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that a record budget allocation has been made for railways, which is benefiting every citizen of the country, especially the poor and the middle class. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnaw said significant investments made in the railway sector over the past decade have directly benefited every citizen of the country.
The investment made over the past decade is benefiting railways across the country, reaching even the poorest individuals and middle-class families. In financial year 2025-26, the railways operated a record 76,352 special trains. Now 25,000 trains are running daily across the railway network. Additionally, the railways have achieved a record cargo movement of 1,670 million metric tons this year.
With the start of the new financial year today, a set of reforms including key financial rules change have come into force. Over 6-decade-old Income Tax Act has been replaced by the new Income Tax Act 2025 from today. It is designed to simplify the tax system by removing outdated provisions, streamlining complex rules and making compliance more straightforward for taxpayers. All digital payment transactions in the country will be required to meet the norms of two-factor authentication from today, as directed by the Reserve Bank of India. The revised FASTag annual pass fee for financial year 2026-27 has also come into force from today. The revised rules for applying for or updating a permanent account number PAN card also came into effect from today. Only 6 days are left for the assembly election campaigning in Kerala. More from our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent.
As the campaigning is at its peak, state and national leaders of political parties are busy with attending roadshows and meetings in various parts of Kerala. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the roadshow at Pothankadu near Thiruvananthapuram this afternoon. Senior Congress leader and Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy will attend the roadshow at Nemam near Thiruvananthapuram today. Senior CPM leader and Chief Minister of Kerala Pinarayi Vijayan is attending various programs in Alappuzha district today. BJP National President Nitin Nabin is attending roadshow at Mattanur, while BJP leader and Union Minister of State Dr. L. Murugan is attending various programs at Kodungallur and Devikulam. AACC General Secretary K.C. Venugopal, CPM Politburo Member Prakash Karat and other senior leaders are attending public meetings in various districts in Kerala today. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. The total gross goods and services tax GST collection grew 8.8% to over 2 lakh crore rupees in March this year as compared to the same month last year. The total gross GST revenue in March 2025 was over 1,83,000 crore rupees. Meanwhile, gross GST revenues rose to 22 lakh crore rupees in the financial year 2025-26, an 8.3% increase over 20 lakh crore rupees recorded last year. The searches of Enforcement Directorate ED are going on at two locations of Baliganj area in Kolkata in connection with money laundering case. On the other hand, industrialist and businessman Pavan Roya has been produced today before the Bidhan Nagar court in Kolkata by the police in connection with cyber fraud case. Pavan Roya was arrested by the police yesterday. News just in, the Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026. Oil marketing companies have increased the price of commercial LPG gas cylinder by 195 rupees and 50 paise across metropolitan cities amid the conflict in West Asia. As per the Indian Oil Corporation Limited website, retail price of commercial LPG gas cylinders in Delhi is now 2,078 rupees and 50 paise. Similarly, commercial LPG prices have been increased to 2,208 rupees in Kolkata, 2,031 rupees in Mumbai and 2,246 rupees and 50 paise in Chennai. The revised price of the 19-kilogram commercial LPG cylinder has come into effect from today. Meanwhile, the price of domestic LPG cylinders has remained unchanged in the country. The government has clarified that the price of commercial LPG cylinders used by industries and hotels are deregulated, market determined and revised normally on a monthly basis. In a social media post, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that their consumption is less than 10% of the total LPG consumed in the country. Senior IAS officer of 1992 batch Chanchal Kumar has taken charge as Secretary of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting today. He has replaced senior IAS officer Sanjay Jaju. Bihar cadre officer Mr. Kumar was earlier serving as Secretary of Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region. Odisha is celebrating its 90th Foundation Day, Utkal Divas, today. Odisha has a special place in the Indian history because it was the first state created on the basis of language, giving identity to Odia-speaking people. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people of Odisha on its statehood day. Baloch Women Forum, BWF, a human rights group, has urged the international community to hold Pakistan accountable for continuous enforced disappearances and the extrajudicial killings committed by the Pakistani forces in Balochistan and called for an impartial probe into the alleged abuses. Addressing virtually the 61st session of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva, Baloch activist Shali Baloch drew attention to the human rights abuses across Balochistan. Expressing concern over the enforced disappearances and murders, she stated that Pakistan is constantly engaged in targeting and killing Baloch civilians. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Delhi Capitals today in the fifth match of the IPL cricket in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The IMD has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms over Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra and Telangana till tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted heavy rainfall over Meghalaya and Assam for today and over Arunachal Pradesh till tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for assembly polls intensifies in Assam. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addresses a rally at Gogamukh, says welfare of the poor and middle class remains a top priority for the party. Goods and services tax collections surge 8.8% to cross 2 lakh crore rupees in March, register 8.3% growth in financial year 2026. Enforcement Directorate conducts raids on two locations in Kolkata in extortion-related money laundering case. Commercial LPG gas cylinder price hiked by 195 rupees and 50 paise across metropolitan cities amid West Asia conflict. Human rights activist raises Balochistan's issues in United Nations, calls on global community to hold Pakistan accountable. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants to take on Delhi Capitals in Lucknow this evening. And that is the end of Midday News.